Good afternoon. This is Ed Smith, Mills County Judge, with the weekly County Judges Report, recorded on June 19th for broadcast on June 20th, 2019, at 11:45 a.m. and 5:15 p.m. on your local community radio station, KRNR Goldthwaite. It is also available for listening after the fact at your convenience through the Goldthwaite Eagles website. Let me start with a reminder. The Commissioner's Court meeting next Monday, June 24th, is at 9 a.m., not the usual afternoon schedule of 3 p.m. At the last meeting, just to refresh things, we changed the meeting schedule from every other Monday to the second and fourth Monday of each month and moved the meeting from 3 in the afternoon until 9 in the morning. This one will be an interesting one, so I hope to see you there, and if not, I will update you with the results next week. Among the things we're covering will be the annual budget for the Mills County Appraisal District. Although this is not a line-by-line rehash, we are, in effect, one of several entities that is represented by the Appraisal District, so it is more like a corporate parent company board reviewing the budget of a partially owned subsidiary. Mills County is one of four taxing entities that comprise the Appraisal District. Each of us appoints one or more board members who have the primary responsibility for the high-level strategic management and budgeting of the district, and we hope to have those board members present to meet with Commissioner's Court on Monday. County Road 308, the road to nowhere, is back on the agenda, but I have it on good source that we are reaching a satisfactory resolution. A fence will ultimately be built on the open side of the road, and there will be no further need for a closure on the road as it currently exists, or a gate or a cattle guard. So the road will be truly a public road and open to the public. Not sure who to thank, so let's thank everybody, the adjacent landowners and the commissioners, for their attention and diligence in addressing this issue. I think it's the best outcome given the hand that was dealt. The county budget will also be on the agenda for the first and preliminary discussion. It's very high level and will get talked about almost continuously for the next month or two. At a high level, the initial preliminary appraisal for Mills County is $717 million. That valuation is $80 million more than last year and consists of two parts: revaluation of existing properties and new properties that have been constructed and added to the tax roll. At this point, I can't tell you the breakdown between those two components, but in the aggregate and making some assumptions about tax rates, that could potentially add about $500,000 to the county revenue. Or looked at another way, it's another $500,000 of taxes to be paid by the property owners in the county. My personal goal is to manage the county's operations to provide essential services without increasing taxes based on property revaluation. So just because the property's gone up in value, I hope to drive the tax rate down so the tax check each taxpayer has to pay, at least to the county, is the same as last year. Now, if you built a new house or major improvement on the property, you should expect taxes on that to go up, and that is new revenue for the county. We have advertised for the last 3 weeks for a veteran service officer, and at least of two of the recent Commissioner's Court meetings, there have been large groups of veterans vocally advocating for the county's continuation of the position, despite the fact that it is purely voluntary in counties with populations of less than 200,000 under this current state statute. Well, despite all that advocacy, after 3 weeks of running advertisements, I've received exactly one application. To contrast that, I advertised for an administrative assistant back in January for 1 week and received 8 applications. I'm not sure what that tells me, but it does say something. In any case, the one applicant is eminently qualified, and I won't say more than that, pending finalizations of discussions with him and with the Commissioner's Court. So, until next week, this is Ed Smith, Mills County Judge. Thank you for your time.